bag into the microphone, a paper bag into the microphone for an hour and call it Soundscapes, and that could be my show. Like, as long as I do a PSA and a station ID, we're all set. That's all you need. It's freeform, baby. It's so rare to have such a free, loose format on the radio. And having college students man it, you're getting such a broad range of personalities and perspectives and music tastes. I think that so much of our lives are being controlled by algorithms more and more every day. So why not break free of the algorithms a little bit? Why not trust someone else with an hour of your time? Just tune into a college radio station. WMFO's great. I've also been listening to WMBR, that's MIT's, WERS from Emerson. And beyond. The other day I was looking for music to listen to, and I tuned into some college radio station in the UK, and it was a dub and reggae radio show. I listened to dub and reggae for 2 hours. It's not my go-to genre, but I'm gonna shout them out. That is Peace Love Reggae Dub from Insanity Radio in the UK. Fun show. The guy talked about Dark Side of the Rainbow. That's when you play Dark Side of the Moon and listen. You listen to Dark Side of the Moon and play Wizard of Oz, and it syncs up, and it's super trippy, man. And he also played some songs from Dub Side of the Moon, which is a great reggae cover of Dark Side of the Moon. And I want to apologize to anyone out there hearing me creaking in my chair. I have been at this radio station for 7 years, as I said, and the chair, this is probably like the fourth or fifth chair in that time, and every single one has creaked. I don't know what it is. They're like normal office chairs. Most office chairs don't creak, but these ones do. It doesn't matter. You can listen to any of my recordings. If I lean back, if I get comfortable, God forbid I get comfortable during my radio show and have a creaky chair. So apologies for that. But I don't know. Donate to the radio station if you don't want to hear me creaking in my chair. I don't think that we have a donations drive up right now, but do it anyway. Donate to us. Could always use more money. There's been a light out behind me. So it's been the lighting situation in the station. It's either like all bright lights everywhere in the studio, or you can have one light right behind you and it's nice and backlit and darker. But that light's been out for like half a year now, and it's been really sad. I've really missed it. So I'm sitting here in the dark with the glow of the computer monitors in front of me and my laptop at my side, and the soft lights of the Tufts Memorial stairs out the window, and all of the flashing lights of the displays and all that. Anyway, oh my God, I was just talking about light, and coming up next, I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren.
driving out through the windmills, and some of them were still. Sometimes it's hard to catch the wind and bend it to your will. Even though it's hard to know just how the story ends, the road is long and it takes its time. On that you can depend. Lay me down in the river and wash this place away. Break me down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down. Me down, maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down, lay me down, maybe I'll be whole again. Somewhere between heaven and hell, a soul knows where it. I want to feel my spirit lifted up and catch my breath again. Lay me down in the river and wash this place away. Break me down like sand from a stone. Maybe I'll be whole again one day. Lay me down, lay me down, maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down, lay me down, maybe I'll be whole again. Lay me down, lay me down, maybe I'll.
Dark star, I see you in the morning.
to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening be the first thing that you think of when you open up your smile and see me. Dark star, it's easy to be with you even with the storms that raise to feed your search for peace. We must make some time together, take the kids and find a world that's ours to keep. So long I thought that I'd forgotten how. My heart is once again my soul. We touched, we did, you know we did. No more teasing now. Dark star, I see you in the morning. Dark star, sleeping next to me. Dark star, let the memory of the evening smile and see me. Dark star,
twofer. That was Crosby and Nash with Lay Me Down, followed by Crosby, Stills and Nash with Dark Star. Before Crosby and Nash was Todd Rundgren with I Saw the Light. And speaking of seeing things and hearing things, this is David Bowie with Sound and Vision. We'll be right back.
London Vision.
That was just Steve Miller Band with Swing Town. And coming up next is a song which is a pure lesson in simple isn't always bad. Sometimes simple is all that you need. Here's Fish with Contact.
Thank you.
It's not your headlights in front, your tailpipe, or the skylight above you. It's the way you cling to the road when the wind tries to shove you. I'd never go driving away and come back home without you.
Thank you. are about to permanently alter the course of your natural life with improvement movement.
Improvement Movement with Strange Secrets Worth Knowing. Before that, we had Yola Tango with Well, You Better, and Fish with Contact. Behind me right now is Sugar Candy Mountain with Electric Wind, released in 2022. Same year that Improvement Movement song was released as well. And the next song was released even more recently. It was released in 2023. That's this year for another 11 days, if my math is correct. Anyway, here's Electric Wind.
I'm
That last song was practically brand new, being released on November 1st of this year. That was Misty Lanes with The Glorious Ones. Misty Lanes is a band hailing from Sydney, Australia. Before that, we had Sugar Candy Mountain with Electric Wind. And here's a PSA. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I love this PSA because I have rechargeable batteries. I use them in like remotes, like my Xbox controller or like that kind of thing. And when your batteries die, you're going to have to stand up anyway and go hunting for new batteries. That's a given. And then you need to put the old batteries somewhere. I mean, you're not supposed to throw them out, so maybe you have like a little bucket where you keep your dead batteries. And that's fine, but it's just as easy to just like plug them into the wall and grab the new ones from the wall. That way you don't even have to go to two spots. You don't have to go to the new battery spot and the dead battery spot. You just go to the one spot with your recharged batteries and the charger because they're plugged in. I think it's really convenient. I like them. That's my story. That, and I think it's really funny when people and places have the same names. That's pretty wacky, isn't it? Coming up next, The Beatles with I, Me, Mine.
To say my heart's intact,
always slip away. Ooh, I slip away. Take this with a grain of salt. The flowers on your tongue. Lemon drops upon my hand. My sour taste on your tongue.
That was Sour Tongue by Jaden Antonio. A pretty brand new song. I think that song came out December 16th. So yeah, 4 days ago. Doesn't get much newer than that. A Kiwi artist, because I've still been listening to Kiwi student radio in my free time and when I should be doing other things as well. So my not free time, I've just been listening to the radio. And before that, I Me Mine by The Beatles. And coming up next, I've actually been listening to the radio significantly less the last couple of weeks because of the inundation of Christmas music. And, you know, Christmas music's fine. I actually think Christmas music's really interesting. Christmas albums, Christmas episodes of TV shows, like, it's an interesting cultural phenomenon. It's a phenomenon, that's a singular. But as a Jewish person, I just always felt like Christmas music wasn't for me. But if I were to make a Christmas playlist, I would definitely have some Emerson, Lake and Palmer on there, and I would have this song by Jethro Tull. That was Emerson, Lake & Palmer with Nutrocker live off of their Pictures at an Exhibition album released in 1972. Before that was Jethro Tull with Ring Out Solstice Bells. And coming up next, another Emerson, Lake & Palmer song, another Christmas-themed one, and one with messages of peace, which is always good. This is Mellow Max, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be back on my show, highly recommended, next week with a year in review. What does that mean? I don't know yet, but it will be the year in review episode. So be there. I look forward to seeing you all next week.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve. Thank you.